A U.S. Marine Corps official says the branch is willing to talk with concerned Eva Beach residents about a proposed sea barrier, but maintains the Corps' analysis of the project's impacts followed federal guidelines. The U.S. Marine Corps plans to bury a metal wall along the Makai section of its Pu'uloa Range training facility. The project would move some of the facility's shoreline structures and reinforce the rest with a metal barrier stretching about 1,500 feet. The Marines studied the potential impacts of the project, but says it found no significant effects. A federal environmental impact statement was not required, given that finding. But more than 1,000 people signed an online petition urging the Marine Corps to perform an EIS. They believe the project will have significant harm to neighboring communities and beaches. Sam Lemo, with the State Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands, has some concerns about the project.
By putting in a seawall there, they're effectively going to starve the beach system in that part of Eva, starve the beach system of the sand it's trying to retrieve. And that will have impacts on the immediate beach, meaning the beach right in front of the structure. It will have impacts to the east and west of the structure because those areas will become sand-starved, having lost that source of sand.
The Marine Corps says it consulted with state and federal agencies and reached out for community input. Lieutenant Colonel Eddie Pokup is Marine Corps Base Hawaii's environmental director.
We did put it up for public comment. We did advertise it in the newspaper, and it is on our public website as well. Additionally, we went to the Eva Neighborhood Board meeting so that I could address public's concerns, and I talked with community members there and answered some of their questions. Additionally, the State Historic Preservation Office came back and said there was no effects to historic properties. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and NOAA all said that there would be no foreseeable impacts to the seals, green sea turtles, or essential fish habitat. And then lastly, the Coastal Zone Management Office of the state said that there was no foreseeable adverse effects to the Hawaii coastal zone.
Pokup says the project also may not be what people are imagining.
I think there's some ideas that there's a massive shoreline redesign going to be associated with this project. And the reality is we're pushing some of our berms back and we're putting in a sheet pile that's only going to be showing, 6 to 12 inches. Plus, we're going to be revegetating and stabilizing the sand.
Pokup says stewardship of natural resources and community relations remain a high priority for the Marine Corps, and it is willing to discuss and address any resident concerns. For now, the project is awaiting final approval before entering a design and contracting phase. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.